Welcome to the Soulful Sound Podcast, where you will find conscious, inspiring content to support your healing and transformation. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I want to extend a heartfelt invitation for you to be part of our community, where more insightful conversations await to guide you to heal, grow, and thrive. Simply click the subscribe button. It means the world to me. Your support, your comments, everything is truly incredible. And we're only at the beginning of this awesome journey together. I'm so excited to be on this adventure with you, and your subscription is a valuable part of making it all happen. Thank you so much for joining, sending you love, healing, and sound wherever you are. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to our latest listeners to the Soulful Sound Podcast. Today's episode, we are delving deeper into the fascinating topic of the chakras. And at the end of this video or audio, I'm going to offer a simple practice and free resource to help you consciously tap in to the power of your chakras in everyday life. So please make sure to stick around for that. Now, I don't want to go too heavily into the history and lineage of chakras. There's lots of information out there, but rather give a snapshot, especially for those who may be new to this topic. So, chakras derived from the Sanskrit word meaning wheel or disc. These are energy centers within the subtle body that play a crucial role in our physical, our emotional, and spiritual well-being. Now, the concept of chakras originated in ancient Indian spiritual traditions, particularly within the practice of yoga and Ayurveda. The earliest references to the chakras can be found in ancient texts such as the Vedas and the Upanishads, so there's lots of information there. In the yogic tradition, it is believed that there are seven main chakras. So seven chakras located along the central axis of the body from the base of the spine all the way up to the crown of the head. Now, these chakras are thought to be swirling vortexes of energy that regulate the flow of prana or life force throughout our entire body. Each chakra is associated with specific qualities, elements, colors, sounds, and aspects of consciousness. The root chakra, now this one is located at the base of the spine. The root chakra is associated with the element of earth, and it represents our foundation, stability, a sense of security. We have associations that include grounding, survival instincts, physical health, and manifestation, to name a few. Then we move to the sacral chakra, which is positioned in the lower abdomen below the navel, below the belly button. And this sacral chakra is linked to the element of water. It governs our emotions, creativity, and sexuality, sensuality. It also includes pleasure and fertility. And then we move up to the solar plexus chakra, situated in the upper abdomen. This is now over the navel area. And this is connected to the element of fire. It embodies our personal power, confidence, self-esteem. It also is associated with willpower, decision-making, autonomy. And then we move up to the heart chakra. This is located around the heart space, the center of the chest. And this chakra is associated with the element of air. And it represents love and compassion and forgiveness. Some of the associations with the heart also include empathy and harmony and emotional healing. Then we move up to the throat chakra, positioned at the throat. The throat chakra is linked to the element of ether, and this governs communication, self-expression, and authenticity. It's where our vocal folds are housed, and it also includes truth, creativity, and verbal expression. Then we move up to the third eye chakra. This is located on the forehead between the eyebrows, in the center of the forehead, really. And the third eye is associated with intuition, insight, and spiritual awareness. It also includes associations of wisdom, imagination, psychic abilities, and spiritual vision. Last but not least, the crown chakra, situated at the top of the head. The crown is linked to the element of cosmic energy, and this represents our connection to the divine, higher consciousness, and also enlightenment. So we have further associations with the crown around spirituality, oneness, and cosmic consciousness, and also transcendence. So there are a lot of beautiful qualities to each one. And each chakra then plays a vital role in our overall well-being. And when they're in balance, energy then flows freely throughout the body, promoting the harmony and vitality that we all desire and wish for. Understanding the associations with each of these chakras or energy centers can really empower us to cultivate balance and alignment in our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual lives. All right, so here's where it gets really interesting and how we can use this knowledge in a very practical, down-to-earth sense. So let's say that you have a project or something going on and there's an idea coming through. Something's coming through. You're not necessarily quite sure what this idea is, but you're getting a sense that there's something that needs to happen. It comes in through that consciousness. You know, the idea is floating down and it comes through the crown energy, where it brings you this connection to something else, to that cosmic divine connection. It's like, where do we pluck our ideas from? So something comes in and it comes through that crown chakra. Then you're not quite clear. You're just wondering, what is this? I'm getting a sense of it. So it starts to move down and it comes then over to the third eye, which is when we start now to get some clarity. We start to be able to use our imagination and bring the insight in and the wisdom into what this idea could be. And it then starts to form. We then start to think, okay, I have a much clearer idea on what this is. This idea is starting to make sense to me. And when we become clearer, then we're able to express it. And of course, that starts with ourselves. We tell ourselves what this is about. And then when we're ready, we can start looking at how we want to express it outwardly. What do I want to express around this? And this is then when you bring that energy further down into the throat chakra. What is it that I want to share about this idea? Who do I want to tell about this idea? It's all about that verbal expression, that self-expression, understanding and communicating. So this is where we bring that idea down to the throat. And then you come down a little bit further with the idea, right? It's just starting to get good now. And it drops into that clarity. And then you're able to express it. And then you bring it down to the heart, where you connect with it, where you go, this is why I'm doing this. There's an element of love and joy and connection with this idea that is flowing as it comes through the heart space. Then as the energy continues to move down those energy centers, it goes down to the solar plexus, where we really start to get fired up. And there's like the fire in the belly. I got to get this done. It's where all the decision making comes in, where you're confident about what it is you want to do. You have the willpower to decide which way to go. What are the steps that you want to take to make this idea happen, to make it a reality? And then again, you bring it down into the solar plexus, where you can use the energy there to bring more creativity, feel more pleasure around it, the fertility of this idea, the growth. And you want to be able to bring it down where you can get the creative ideas flowing. What's the best way to get this idea out in the way that I really want it to? And then you bring it down to the ground, like you've got this project and you want to get it off the ground. You bring it down then to the root chakra, where it is manifested. This is where you bring it to ground, which is the manifestation of the idea. All right, so think about it. from this perspective. Let's say you want to write a book. I'm going to use this example. The idea comes in. You don't quite know what the book is about yet, but you know you want to write a book. Great, the idea is there. You start to get clarity after some time. You sit with it. All right, you know what? This book needs to be about something. What is it? What is it that I want to write about? What is it that I want to bring out into the world in whatever way, shape, or form? Then you're able to start speaking about this. Oh, you know what? Yeah, this book needs to be about the voice. It needs to be about helping people use their voice in a particular way. So you've got the idea, there's clarity, you've voiced it about the voice, and then you bring it into your heart. And you're like, oh gosh, yeah, this is going to be so beautiful, sharing, or this being able to serve others who will read this book and learn something. And then you bring it down to the solar plexus and you get all fired up. The ideas are flowing. You feel ready. You start to put things in place. You start to look at publishers. Am I self-publishing? You start to do all of those things. You bring it down to the sacral chakra. You get creative. You think, okay, certain things you didn't think about before start to come up. Maybe I might want to collaborate with someone. I don't know. That could be cool. Or maybe this is going to be a workbook instead of something that people just read. You think about all these creative ideas about how you want to get this book about the voice out into the world. And then you want to then bring it down and birth the book, meaning bringing it down now to the energy of the root chakra where you are writing. You are putting pen to paper, fingers to keyboard, and you are getting that book out of you into the physical three-dimensional manifestation of it. So when you're doing something, if it's a project or an idea comes in or anything really in your life and you feel blocked or you feel stuck, you have an opportunity to sense where in that energy center, where in your chakra system do you feel blocked, right? So I want you to really take time to think about that. What, you know, I don't know, I have an idea, but I don't know how to express it. Or I want to work through this, or I want to release that and I feel a bit unsure. You know, I don't know how to say it. You might look at the throat chakra. Oh, I know what I want, but I don't really feel that connection. Well, bring your heart into it. And this is really all about just sensing into where you feel stuck and what are the associations with the chakra that can help you then open up the energy, open up to the confidence in and power of the solar plexus and so forth. So I wanted to bring this to your attention because I think a lot of the times we speak about these energetics and we talk about these kind of topics, you know, chakras and lots of other things. And I do in my work and I love to. But we also want to be able to see this as something that's connected to us in a very practical sense. Hence, chakras demystified. So today's practice is going to be really about you taking a moment to sense in and check in with yourself, noticing any area of your life that you may feel stuck right now in a project or anywhere really that you feel stuck. It may be that you feel stuck in a few areas and that's okay. We can work with that. We have a way of clearing them all, right? So what I want you to do now at the end here is to drop some comments where you feel stuck getting something from idea to manifestation. Right? Are you at the idea phase? You don't have an idea or you're looking for some ideas? Do you need clarity going to that third eye chakra? Is it wanting to find a way to express yourself using the throat chakra and the voice and so on and so on? So drop that in the comments below. Let's see if we can get you unstuck. But I'd love to invite you into a free practice that I have where I lead you through the sounds of the chakras and how you can use your voice to help clear that energy to get you moving again. Make sure to check it out in the link below. And thank you so much for your presence here today. I can't wait to read your comments and I will see you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in. Your support, your comments, and everything is truly incredible. And we're only at the beginning of this awesome journey together. If you love this episode, hit that like and subscribe button and make sure to check out our other episodes. Thanks so much for being with us today. Sending you love, healing, and sound wherever you are.